It's official, with the equinox just behind us, spring is back. The days are getting longer, the weather is getting warmer, and nature is coming back to life. It makes me want to get out, go for a walk and marvel at the biodiversity around me. But what is biodiversity exactly? I didn't always know, but I'm glad I do now, because, in a nutshell, there is no humanity without biodiversity. I wanted to share some of the things I learned and, more importantly, how we can protect it. What is biodiversity? According to Nature Conservancy Canada, biodiversity is the variety of plants and animals in the world, or in a particular area. That last section, in a particular area, is key to the definition because biodiversity is very different from one place to another. The coexistence of species interacting with each other and with their environment in a defined geographical area forms a specific dynamic system that is called ecosystem. The ecosystem of a forest is very different from that of a grassland, from that of the tundra. The diversity of ecosystems, along with a diversity of species within ecosystems and a genetic diversity within each species, is important for high levels of biodiversity and a healthy planet. Ecosystems are dynamic, with interactions happening between species. These interactions play a central part in biodiversity as they can either maintain it or damage it. For example, introducing new species in ecosystems that they are organically not a part of, or removing others, will have significant impact on the ecosystems and biodiversity in general. Human beings are living beings like any other, and as such, we are an integral part of biodiversity. Which means that our interactions with other species maintains or damages biodiversity. And the interactions we've had so far through our consumerist culture and the over-exploitation of resources have caused significant damage. But because we are an integral part of biodiversity, the loss of biodiversity that results of this damage also impacts us, and not just the birds and the bees around us. With the decline of pollinators, the destruction of habitats and climate change, millions of people facing a future with shortages of food and fresh water. Local action for local ecosystems. Our interactions with the world around us need to be thought anew to lower our impact. Focusing on the preservation and restoration of biodiversity will do just that. And because ecosystems differ from one region to another, local actions need to be implemented. Municipalities operate on a local scale, and as such, they are the first to see the changes in the ecosystems around them. It also means that they are the best positioned to implement impactful actions to preserve or restore biodiversity. The City of Surrey, in British Columbia, one of Earth Day Canada's 2025 mobilizing municipalities, recognized biodiversity as a key foundation of a healthy city when its council endorsed the province's first Biodiversity Conservation Strategy, BCS. Back in 2014, the strategy is a high-level, comprehensive document identifying the policies and actions needed for biodiversity conservation for the long term. A novel part of the strategy was the creation of a Green Infrastructure Network, GIN, which mapped out biodiversity hotspots, hubs, and areas of connectivity, corridors, across the city. As a follow-up to the BCS, Surrey developed Biodiversity Design Guidelines, BDGs, in 2021, which provide recommended actions to support biodiversity objectives at the neighborhood level. On top of taking a citywide approach to biodiversity conservation, the City of Surrey is also championing scientific research and monitoring through community science. Since 2019, the city has, among other efforts, been participating in the annual City Nature Challenge, a community biodiversity marathon where people gather and submit observations of local plants and wildlife over the span of 4 days through the iNaturalist app, an international platform for warehousing observations of plants, animals, and fungi. A community of observers, experts, and curators around the world helped to verify millions of observations, making it one of the largest public biodiversity databases. Another way the City of Surrey is taking action is through preserving and enhancing pollinator habitat. Pollinators are crucial to maintain biodiversity, playing a central role in plant reproduction. The City of Surrey has several pollinator conservation projects. Among them is Edgewood Park, that includes a 330 square meters pollinator meadow adjacent to an extended biodiversity corridor, part of the city's GIN. How can I help? Municipalities' efforts go a long way with the support of the community, and one way you can get involved in biodiversity conservation is by participating in the events your municipality is organizing. Without taking part in the City Nature Challenge, your municipality can organize a BioBlitz. Over the span of a few hours, in a chosen location, people come together and share their observations of plants and animals via the iNaturalist app. Join or help organize to learn more about the local biodiversity where you live. To learn more about biodiversity in a fun way, you can organize a biodiversity collage or join a public one. It is like a big collaborative board game where you will learn more about ecosystems and the interactions with them, biodiversity and what causes its loss, and brainstorm solutions to help preserve it. For people who prefer solo actions, NOMO May is a great way to get involved at an individual level. All you need to do is wait until June to start mowing your lawn. This way, spontaneous perennial flowers growing in lawns can bloom, providing important food and habitat for pollinators. As you can see, there are options for everyone when it comes to taking action to protect biodiversity and change our interactions with the world around us. And protecting biodiversity is exactly what Earth Day Canada is putting forward this year with its media campaign.